Syria's fractious opposition finally put aside fierce arguments to rally behind a new leader within a new coalition that its Western and Arab backers hope can topple Bashar al-Assad and take over the country. Anne Schneibel reports.
The road to forming a new coalition came to an end on Sunday in Doha, Qatar, when Syria's fractured opposition groups agreed to join an assembly whose ultimate goal is to topple President Bashar al-Assad. This coalition, known as the National Coalition for the Syrian Revolutionary Forces and Opposition, will be led by reformist Damascus cleric Muaz al-Khatib, who was elected president. In a speech, he said it was the coalition's aim to build a free, just, and fair society in Syria.
We need humanitarian aid, and we need to stop the bloodshed, and we need to work in order to get rid of this regime and to build a free and just and fair society in Syria.
Arab and Western backers, including the United States, had strongly promoted the plan for the Doha meeting to unite the various factions in the hope the coalition can form a government in exile. The U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for the Near East, Elizabeth Jones, says her country wants to cooperate with the new coalition.
We want to work with and cooperate fully with this new coalition because we share the goal of Bashar al-Assad leaving power.
The conflict in Syria has seen over 36,000 people killed and thousands more have fled the country. It has also led to tensions with neighboring countries. The Israeli military said it had fired warning shots into Syria at the weekend after a mortar round from Syria hit an Israeli outpost in the occupied Golan Heights. As the violence also continues inside of Syria, the Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu, who was in Doha for the talks, said there was no excuse now for the international community to not recognize the Syrian opposition. I'm Anne Schneibel.